Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode. You guys, I'm so excited I'm finally recording for you because I had to take a couple days off. I had vertigo. It was awful, but here I am in my recording studio, aka my closet. There's screaming kids outside, so I hope you don't hear them. I think I'm good for a little bit. So I want to talk to you guys about your business, your family's business, a business you want, one that you've been dreaming about, maybe a friend's business. You can share this episode with them because I want to share a couple things that I've been seeing online that just don't make sense to me. And obviously this is my own opinion, like my two cents, but it is common sense. So I feel like it's best to share, right? So when it comes to your business, you want to know who you're serving, what your product to service is going to be, where you're going to be, whether it's in person, online, why are you doing this, your mission statement, like why are you so passionate about it, and when are you going to be selling? When are you going to be making profits? When are you going to be bringing in new clients? So these questions are something that I always send to my new podcast clients when I'm trying to get inside of their head to create content, to write the scripts for their intro and their show description and outro and all of that. And it's really good to just journal these things out when it comes to your own business, especially when you're trying to pivot. So for example, I know that I'm helping business owners organize their space. I help them build momentum in their brands and maybe a new business that they're trying to pivot and launch successful podcasts. That's what I do. That statement kind of surrounds everything that I do, whether it's professionally organizing, whether it's Excel spreadsheets, whether it's leveraging their LinkedIn, coaching them on any platform, helping them design and launch a profitable show. That tells you everything that I do. So figure out a statement like that that makes sense. You want to be able to answer these questions. You need to stop worrying about numbers. The only reason why I think that you should have, you know, an end goal of like 10K on Instagram is for the swipe up. But if people really want your content, they're going to click the link in your bio anyway. You want to be verified. Yes, I understand. But you can have a really low Instagram following with an engagement rate of like 75% higher than somebody with a 10K following. So it's all about the engagement. And really, honestly, especially for Instagram, it's all in the stories. I spend my days in Instagram stories. I rarely post to my feed. And that's just what works best for me. And that's with Instagram. Instagram might not even work for you. So when it comes to social media, there's just a couple things. I mean, even on TikTok, if you have 1,000 followers, you can start to get paid for your TikToks that you post, which is incredible. That's how all these young influencers, not just young, actually, I shouldn't have even said young. So many people on TikTok, oh my God, I can't talk because I haven't recorded in so many days. So many people on TikTok are making money now because they have over 1,000 followers. And it, honestly, it's really not that hard to reach. You just really have to be consistent. And that's one thing I was trying to do, but now I'm just out of time. So I'm outsourcing a lot of things so I can get back to what I really wanted to do. So when it comes to social media, do you remember a couple months ago, Instagram came out saying they're going to remove the likes? You need to just focus on the message and who you want to serve and how you can help them. who gives a shit about the numbers? Like, I stopped obsessing about that a long time ago. I have a goal of hitting certain things. Like, for my 200th episode, I wanted to hit 200 reviews. I didn't do it. I'm still trying to get them. P.S. If you have it on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you did that after today's show. Stop obsessing about the numbers. I keep track every first of the month. I track my numbers on an Excel spreadsheet. By the way, if you want it, it's free on my website. To see my growth, to see what's working. If I'm spending more time blogging on Medium that's making me money, why would I be doing a TikTok to build an audience? Like, you should just focus on a couple platforms. So that really helps me track my growth, and I need to see it in front of me. I need to see those numbers. But as far as following goes, I mean, I literally just read a pitch from a podcaster wanting to come on the show saying that she has over 10,000 followers on Facebook. Okay, well, what is that going to do for me? Like, you could have bought those followers. Facebook pages are dead. So, like, I don't care. I don't care about those numbers. I care about your message. Like, why would I want to talk to you? What is intriguing? What insane story do you have to share that's, you know, going to inspire and motivate my listeners? Things like that just don't make sense to me. So if you are somebody that is obsessed with the numbers, just stop. Stop it today, because it's more important for you to share an important message and to help people. And even if it's not in a business, if it's something else that you're doing it because you're passionate about it, right? So why are you going to just give yourself an added stress? You don't even need it. So stop worrying about the numbers. Something else that I've been seeing lately, and I did partake in it because I wanted to see what it was all about, and I'll never do it again. But you want to just see when you're researching, right? So you all know I'm a LinkedIn coach. I've been on LinkedIn for years. I'm very active on that platform. They have these new pods of engagement where people are posting 22,000 connections. Okay, that's great. Like, let's all connect. And they tag you and tag you and tag you and tag you. If you write in the comments, you like the post, you write in the comments, yes, I want to connect. I'm open to connecting. I really can't talk right now, guys. Sorry. And so I did that. And then I got all these requests. And then immediately they spam you. What the hell is the point of that? I don't understand. I don't want 22,000 connections on LinkedIn because my shit is going to get lost. The content that I'm creating is going to get lost. I don't want 22,000 connections. What does that show me? Like, that's great if you have some kind of sales funnel that you're paying and you have these logistics set up and it's really working in your sales and marketing funnel. That's fantastic. Props to you. But for me, I don't care about those numbers. And I have them on my media kit so that my brands that I'm pitching can see my reach, but they want to also see my engagement. So for me, it just doesn't make sense to have 22,000 connections on LinkedIn where those people are going to have my content buried and just never see it. So that doesn't make sense. So it's kind of like an Instagram pod, and Pinterest as well has that. Every social media platform has some kind of pod engagement. Some will kill you in the algorithm and some are fantastic. So just be careful and make sure you do your research. And that's something else I always pride myself on doing, is my research on every single thing that I touch. Excuse me. I recently have been outsourcing a lot of projects I just simply don't have time to do, or I do not want to do, because my time is better spent working one-on-one with my clients or building something else within my brand, launching my medical product that's coming out hopefully very soon on my birthday. And so you really need to figure out pros and cons of like what you want to do and where you work best and just outsource the rest. Hire a VA, hire a website designer, hire a podcast producer, hire a virtual assistant, a personal assistant. You know, wherever you need help, figure it out. And if you can't afford it, just make a list. I'm the queen bee of lists because I'm very organized. Something else I pride myself on. I'm obsessed with organizing, whether it's your office, your pantry, your records, like whatever. I'm obsessed. I love it. And it's literally a stress relief for me. So if you need tips on how to get organized, message me anytime because I'd love to help you. So And that's not a pitch. That's just like, I want to help you get organized because it will do wonders for your business and your personal life and your family dynamic and all the things. I have been doing it forever, so I promise you that. So something else I want to share with you guys is that if you are in business, your time is worth money. So if you're somebody giving free consultation calls, that doesn't make sense to me, because if somebody is interested in whatever it is you're selling, they shouldn't have a problem putting down a deposit to get on a call with you to then put that money towards the program if they are serious. If they're trying to, quote unquote, pick your brain, I don't have time for that. My time is worth money. And if you are interested in something, all the information with me, for example, all the information is on my website. There is plenty of free resources available that I have on my website. I've taken time to put those together, these specific libraries, for example, LinkedIn and podcasting, so that if somebody needs my help, but they don't have a budget or can't afford it at this time, that's totally fine, because I have a whole entire library of resources for you that you can access and teach yourself. How I got to where I am right now, I taught myself every single thing I know. No one taught me anything, except for the people that I find online and I research and I learn. You have to take time and invest in education and invest in taking yourself to another level. And that goes for taking time alone too, which I'm going to get into a lot more on Friday's episode. But right now I really want to focus on business, because I see so many people online posting free things, and I understand everything that's going on in the world, but I'm busier than ever. And I just feel like if somebody's interested in their program, in your program or my program, anybody's program, they wouldn't have a problem in putting a deposit down. That deposit would then go towards the program. Instead of doing a 30, a 60, a 90 minute free consultation that hopefully will turn up in a sale. Like, no, they need to pay for your time. Time is money. That hour that you spent talking to somebody that decided to change their mind when they already knew the price getting on the phone with you for the program you're trying to sell, that time could have been spent doing something else that would have made you like 10 times the profit, double the profit, whatever the case may be, right? So my advice to you is just sit down with yourself and look at what you are selling if you own a business, especially in the online space. I want to be really specific. This is for the online space, really, because, you know, if you're going to hire an attorney, you put money down. If you go to a doctor, you have a copay. It's the same thing. Like, you're paying down for something that you're getting back, right? You're paying towards. So this is just the system that I've had for a while now. And a couple people asked me over the last couple of weeks, to be honest with you, like, oh, why do you charge for your calls? And I'm like, well, if you're interested in the program, the money goes towards the program. So that's why you're paying for a service. My time is a service. Like, I am so busy right now. The only time you're going to get me on a call is on a Wednesday and a Thursday if you're not a client. And you need to pay for that. Those are the only days I talk to people, except for my one-on-one clients that I coach. I talk to them all day, every day. But that's just my system I've set in place. And since I've done that, my business has just been insane. And you need to have people respect your time. And that's also a huge line you have to draw. You cannot always be available. I said, I don't know when it was, I think it was the last episode, how some of my friends asked me if I always see their posts on Facebook. No, I don't. Because when I go on Facebook, I post my stuff, I engage with the people that are commenting and, you know, engaging with their content, my content. That's it. I post, I engage, I go. There's no time to sit there and scroll. However, I did this weekend a little bit because I was stuck in my bed and that was super annoying. But if you're running a business, you have to dedicate your time to specific things. So in the morning, I spend a good hour engaging on LinkedIn. In the afternoon or at night, I do it on Instagram stories. During the day, I film Instagram stories. Sometimes I don't even have time to upload them. So I do it later. And then I talk to people all night when I'm in bed. engaging in the DMs, like talking through the DMs. And they're asking questions about my programs. They're asking where the hell my recipes are, because I keep saying recipe coming soon for like my hummus and my energy bars. Like, they want the recipe. So things like that. You have to make sure that you are giving your energy and your time away in a good way. And if you have to charge, that's what you do. If you don't want to charge and you don't feel comfortable, that's fine too. But 15-minute consultations is enough. 30 minutes, I can't comprehend why you would want to give time away for free. Like, I invested in a coaching program in December, and everything Jesse Itzler preaches is time. You can't get your time back. And that just like has been drilled into my head. And he's so right, because I could have lost so much. I lost already like 3 years of time. I'm trying to pick up the pace here in this pandemic, like trying to check so many things off my to-do list that I've been wanting to do for literally the last 6 months. I'm like, I am banging this shit out, because I want to look back on this pandemic and say, I accomplished so much shit. I have all my SEO website done, SEO work done on my website. I have a brand new website done. I have brand new media kits done. I have a brand new show. I have brand new pitch decks. I have brand new, what else did I check off? Like, so many other things, you guys, so many. And I'm so proud of myself, but I need to keep this train moving, because now I'm in such a good flow. And this is why you have to, when you get into your flow, when you get into a rhythm, you know, however you work during the day, if you work well in the morning or at night, my sleep is crazy. So like, I'm just working nonstop at this moment because I have a lot of deadlines. And so I'm just like on this train that like cannot stop at the moment. And like, I'm up till 3 a.m. and that's not working. Like, I just can't sleep. So then I do start working, because I'm not working from like early morning till 3 a.m. It's just that I'm having trouble sleeping. And I'm also going to be talking more about what's helping me sleep when I do on Friday's show. So stay tuned for that. That show's going to be all about slowing the fuck down and like really, really focusing on your self-care. So you're definitely going to want to tune into that for Friday's episode, my solo show. So I want to make sure that you guys are really focused on who it is you want to serve, like who it is you want to help. I want to help other business owners. What do you want to do? What kind of product or service do you want to sell? Figure it out. I have so many programs that flopped over the years. Like, now I know they didn't work. Why would I ever try to refresh those? Sometimes it works, but why waste your time? Again, it all comes back to time. Where do you want to sell something, in person or online? Obviously, everybody's coming into the, more businesses are having to rebrand and pivot and come into the digital space. So like, how do you want to show up? Do you want to show up on Instagram? Do you want to show up on a landing page? Do you want to show up on a website? Like, figure it out. Just make it simple. You can run a business from your Instagram without a website. Literally make thousands every single week. It's no joke. And why are you serving these people? Like, what is your mission statement? Like, what is the reasoning behind you wanting to do this? Why? Why are you doing it now? Because you have time, because you have money, because you're passionate? Like, you need to answer these questions for yourself. And again, when? Like, when are you going to work? Are you homeschooling like forever with your kids all day, all night? And then are you going to work on your business at night? So set up a great schedule that you feel good. And sometimes I work really early. Sometimes I work really late. So it really depends on what's going on every day. I try really hard to do certain things on certain days and keep that very specific for myself personally, so that I'm a best for my clients that I coach one-on-one. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Like, stop forgetting about, just forget about the numbers and your following, and just focus on engaging on the people that are watching. Like, if you only see 20 people, 30 people, 50 people watching your stories, just picture yourself like as a professor at a college. Like, that's a full classroom, right? So just imagine that. Those people are paying attention. They want to know what you're sharing. So just keep up the momentum with everything that you're doing. If you need a little boost, I actually have a program called Momentum. It's one-on-one coaching. I originally launched it with 12 months, but I just launched a 3 and 6 month program a couple months back when this all started. I can't believe we're still like going through this COVID-19, but I wanted to do that for those of you that needed help in a smaller increment of time because you're getting furloughed or you're going back to work or whatever the case may be. So I just wanted to mention that, but I really wanted to just film a really short episode because I'm just seeing so many like free consultation, like that's downing your worth. Like, why are you going to do that? Like, your time is worth money. So really think about it. Really sit down, journal it out, like what it is you want to do, where you want to go, like what do you see in the future? I mean, I do that shit every single day, which you're, again, going to hear more of on Friday. But, you know, if you're looking for more resources, more resources, I have so many for you. I don't want to make this show about like me pitching my services because you already know what I do, but I do want to reiterate, like it does wonders when you have somebody in your back pocket because I've had them. And then also take the time to do your own research. Take the time to just sit down with yourself. Like, do I want to pivot in my business? Do I want to rebrand? Do I want to start something brand new? Do I want to launch this amazing service that nobody else has that I know I can do so well at? Like, just figure it out. And then if you need any podcasting or LinkedIn resources or any other business resources, just go to thehappyworkaholic.com because they are all there. And if you ever have any questions, you can always shoot me a DM. I'd be more than happy to answer them for you. And I think that's it. Like, I just felt so passionate about recording this episode earlier and I didn't. And now these other things keep popping up and I'm like, wow, that was timed. That was in perfect alignment, right? Because I wanted to share this information. Your time is valuable. Your time is energy, and you don't want to lose the energy that you have and the momentum you are building in your business and your brand right now. Maybe it's your podcast, maybe it's a service, whatever it is, just stick to what you know and build from there. Grow it. Try something new every now and then. That's fantastic. It really gets your spirits up. It helps you create. It helps you build a better brand. If you guys have any other business questions, feel free to reach out to me online. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic on Instagram. But I just want you to pay attention to the content you're creating and engage with the ones that are following you. Forget about the numbers and know your worth. Charge what you are worth and stop giving away free services. So if that's you, you have any more questions about that, seriously reach out. And that's it. That's all I have for you today. I hope you guys are having an excellent Monday so far. If you're listening to this on a later date, let me know if there's any way I can ever help you. If you have questions, I just think that this needed to be said because I feel so passionate about it that, you know, I just see so many people struggling online and I feel like this is why. So that's it. Talk to you guys later. Your time is so valuable and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.